from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, why water resource experts are telling you not to take it for granted. New efforts for a bond vote in the Rapid City Area School District are up, but recent history suggests it may not be an easy vote. And more. It's Friday, July 31st. Here are today's stories. In over half a century, Rapid City has passed zero bond votes to support improvements at public schools. Now, local education leaders say that bill may come due soon if this next effort fails. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
Cost concerns mean the RCAS, one of the largest school districts in the state, has consistently put bond issues to voters only for them to be promptly killed at the ballot box. Now, with a new bond on the horizon, District Finance and Operations Officer Coy Sassy says district infrastructure is like a car with a check engine light on.
As we push projects into the future, one thing we all know is they don't ever get cheaper.
In some of the older facilities, there's no air conditioning. And Sassy says, as a result, more school time has been canceled due to heat than inclement weather in recent years. Meanwhile, across the state, Sioux Falls has a long history of successfully passing school bond votes.
I think there's some interesting things that have happened on the eastern side of the state, and certainly the idea that because they have been more consistent in passing bonds, their community understands what that means and what happens when you pass a bond. And I think that there is a good deal of uncertainty and apprehension in our city because we haven't passed a bond for 53 years.
Further, Sassy says property owners without kids in school should consider the long-term value of an effective education system and the benefits that brings to this community. Sassy says the district has done everything it can to make a palatable package to the taxpayer.
The most important things we could ask of voters is just that they be informed going into this vote. I think that anytime the word bond gets mentioned, there tends to be sort of an adverse reaction to that. Most situations, the actual impact to you as a property holder is going to be far lower than what you think it probably is in your head.
The monthly cost of this bond proposal on a median value home, $400,000, is just over $16. The district has created a tax impact calculator, which is linked online at sdpb.org/news. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Water resource experts are asking South Dakotans to not take water for granted amid droughts and data center proposals happening across the country. SDPB's Julia Stelter reports.
Ben Franklin once said, "When the well is dry, we know the worth of water."
Rotarian Steve Watson of the Downtown Sioux Falls Rotary moderated a conversation between three regional water resource experts to discuss the future of South Dakota's water. According to Watson, the discussion comes as the Colorado River is drying up, causing the American Southwest to begin looking elsewhere for water, possibly even South Dakota. Much of eastern South Dakota's water comes from the Missouri River or the Big Sioux River. Troy Larson is the executive director of the Lewis and Clark Regional Water System. He explains how their water comes from the Missouri River through aquifers.
Our source of water is a series of wells down by Vermilion that tap into an aquifer adjacent to the river. So we do not pull water directly out of the river. That's one of the misnomers of Lewis and Clark. We don't have an intake. It's a series of wells that pulls water from an aquifer that is recharged by the river.
Those recharges happen naturally through rainfall and melting snow, meaning they're not always consistent. Scott Buss is the executive director of the Minnehaha County Water Corporation. He says the state has competing interests for water, from industrial and agricultural needs to housing and municipal needs.
We all love to see big industries come in because of the revenue and the sales tax and the jobs that they bring with them. But an industry that brings in 1 million gallons a day or that needs 1 million gallons a day of water capacity, that same amount could be used to serve 4,300 houses.
Lewis and Clark and other regional water systems like Dakota Mainstem are working on expansion projects that anticipate increasing local water needs for the next several decades. I'm SDPB's Julia Stelter.
Bipartisan work in D.C. is honoring the late South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. U.S. Senator John Thune spoke in favor of the Lindsey O'Graham Sanctioning Russia and Iran Act.
Both Democrats and Republicans realize not only would this be a great tribute to him and his work and his legacy on national security matters, but it would also be something that would really give the president a tool at his disposal to try and end the war in Ukraine.
However, some Democrats worry the act would give President Trump additional tariff authority. The bill allows the president to impose tariffs on the world's top purchasers of Russian oil or gas. The bill imposes additional sanctions on Russia and Iran. Thune calls it a tool to end the war between Ukraine and Russia.
The Ukrainian people have been resilient, worked really, really hard to try and bring this war to an end. But as long as Putin has Russian oil and gas money, he's able to continue this war. And what this sanctions bill would do would basically cut that off. And Lindsay also cared passionately, as you know, about the Middle East. And so the sanctions on Iran, I think, complement what's in the underlying bill.
The Senate advanced the bill in a procedural vote with 86 in favor. Ahead of the Sturgis motorcycle rally, disability advocates are reminding drivers to be aware of accessible parking spaces. The Rapid City Disability Awareness and Accessibility Committee says sometimes motorcycles squeeze into unauthorized parking spaces. They're renewing the reminder, stripes are for ramps, not rides. Advocates say these striped areas are designed for people using wheelchairs or crutches. Parking in a white striped area next to an accessible space can face a $100 citation. Sculpture Walk Sioux Falls announces its 2026 Best of Show Award is going to Exquisite Trio by Alicia Jones. According to Sculpture Walk, the bronze sculpture features three woodland animals gathered in a playful composition. Alicia Jones is an artist based out of New Mexico and says her work is inspired by her experiences living in the Southwest. Exquisite Trio is on display outside of Marie and Marie Bridal on Phillips Avenue near 11th Street through spring 2027. At that time, it'll be moved to a permanent location within the city. The Sculpture Walk is one of 80 original works featured in the 2026 Sculpture Walk exhibit throughout downtown Sioux Falls. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.